Welcome. My name is Casey and I recently participated in a team evaluation of several movie making devices that could possibly be used in an information service for the Federal Department of Widgets. While investigating the various devices, a team of information professionals collaborated from remote locations to complete a thorough assessment of its movie making options. In order to work together efficiently, the team utilised three web-based collaboration tools: Google Groups, Google Docs and Skype. The combination of these tools allowed the members to interact in both delayed and real time, to collaboratively edit and mark up documents, and share information effectively despite being disconnected geographically. This recording is intended as a short review of the services and their efficacy in allowing the team to work together. First off, the Google services. Google Groups is a simple, intuitive interface which allows easy and effective communication between members of a group. It is possible to create groups with varying levels of privacy, making it easy to collaborate with as many or as few people as you like. Messages are easily sent to all members of the group via an assigned email address or alternatively by adding a post to the group homepage. You'll need a Google account to create a group, but it's free and easy to set up. An added bonus is you can use this account to join up to as many groups as you like, and to do a lot of other stuff too, but I won't go into that here. Google Groups is a very streamlined service. It does what I've just described, but not much more. Of course, it doesn't need to, because the best thing about Google Groups is it's so easy to integrate with Google's other services. In particular, Google Docs, the second service utilised by our team, adds another layer of collaborative functionality. Within this service, it is possible to create new documents, upload existing documents from your computer, and to allow others to view, edit, or comment on your work. Where it integrates well with Google Groups is its share function, which allows you to grant various permissions to members of your group. Any modifications to an uploaded document are available to all members of the group immediately, and documents can be downloaded by other group members as well. Another strong point is that Google stores previous versions of each document, so although all changes are automatically saved, it is possible to return to a previous version if an edit goes horribly wrong. It's also easy to export, email, print, or publish a document to the web. One slight drawback is the native formatting, which doesn't always translate particularly well from Microsoft Word in some cases. The third collaborative tool trialled was Skype. Although Skype is a widely used service, we did encounter some problems when setting up conference calls and group chats, including a lag in delivery times over slower connections and audio setup troubles. This, combined with the difference in time zones for our collaborative team, made using Skype problematic. These technical difficulties engendered a fair amount of frustration